South Australia has the second highest percentage of elderly people in Australia, with a total population of almost 600,000. Jane Massared is Chief Executive at COTA SA. She spoke to The Wire's John Ovan about the challenges of the elderly face and how the lessons learned in South Australia apply to a national audience.
South Australia has the second highest proportion of older people in Australia, and I think we're working really hard, including with leadership from state government, to understand that that in fact is something to celebrate, enjoy, and even perhaps to create leadership from.
Why are elderly people particularly vulnerable to abuse? What steps can be done to reduce this?
We need to tackle this at a number of different levels. There is a major problem with the way that we value ageing and understand ageing, and we, as part of the solution, has got to be about tackling ageism. We do everything we can to stay alive, but we mock and devalue and marginalise older people and older lives. So we must tackle that. That means that we put up with and accept things that we wouldn't at any other age. We need to increase the awareness, the alertness of people who will typically come into contact with older people, JPs, banks, police, hospitals, who might, in seeing something they worry about, that they are alert to that and they do something about it.
One of your points was to fund new models of accessible and affordable housing, particularly for older women. Why is this older women segment so important?
Superannuation is gradually contributing to older income, to retirement income, more and more significantly. We know older women are less likely to have good super balances. They've earned less over time. They've had significant chunks out of the workforce. So that's one reason. We know that there are higher than ever levels of single households in many of those are women, including in post-divorce or post-separation arrangements. And we have lower levels of home ownership and of the availability of public housing. That affects a lot of older people, but we're seeing older women as particularly vulnerable for those reasons.
What can be done about age discrimination within the workplace, including upskilling and retraining for older workers?
So I think that's a really important part of it. Susan Ryan, when she was the Age Discrimination Commissioner, talked about a mid-career check, a sort of, you know, what's my career like? What do I need to get to my next stage? And so an investment in retraining and making sure that our workforce throughout their careers, we don't just invest at the front end when people are young, we keep investing in people's careers so that they are ready for the next challenge or the next wave of technology or the next change in our industrial circumstances. We need to tackle ageism. People need to understand that in the same way that it's unacceptable to be sexist or racist, it is absolutely unacceptable to treat people according to a chronological age. There is no doubt, as our community ages, that it is a workforce that we need into the future, and we need it to be valued, alert, well-trained and ready for the next challenge.
Jane Massared, Chief Executive at COTA SA, speaking to The Wire's John Ovan.